Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pitlock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Feller juggles the ball. That's an error on Feller. Kennedy moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Krivic moves to second. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is walked intentionally. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Kennedy scores. Krivic moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trosky moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman bunts towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. Trosky moves to third. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lee. Trosky scores. Chapman moves to second. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is walked intentionally. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Feller reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. Keltner goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-1 in the game. Weatherly strikes out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-0 in the game. Krivic strikes out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-0 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Wright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy juggles the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Mack moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Feller strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Mack scores. Keltner moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Appling strikes out. 1 out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis strikes out. 2 outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to home to get Bell. Chapman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Mack moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Skeeter Webb now playing shortstop. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to second. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-2 in the game. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Tresh. Trosky moves to third. Bell moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman is walked intentionally. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trosky scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lee strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-4 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wright hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Wright reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wright moves to third. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Soltis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mac reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.